0. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: APP joins the Tonse Alliance ahead of general elections. Korea industry hit hard by rising costs amidst the Middle East crisis. And Haig says asks U.S. Army's top general to step down.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Advocate for People's Prosperity has officially accepted the invitation to join the Tonse Alliance ahead of the August general elections. Speaking at the party's general conference, APP Vice President Kebi Mulimbika formally announced the party's decision to join hands with the Tonse Alliance. He has added that the party will now complete all formalities to become fully embedded in the alliance, working together to harmonize positions and prepare for the August elections.
Right now, formally accept the invitation that from today henceforth, we are joining hands with the Tonse Alliance, now coming from APP, led by Honorable Mwenye Msenge, leading the Intuarage going to Tonse Alliance. What are we saying as the President, the National Mobilization Chair? We are holding hands for the sake of maybe the cameras, that today the APP has actually joined the Tonse Alliance.
And Tonse Alliance Chairperson for Mobilization, Stephen Kampiongo, conveyed an invitation message saying the move is aimed at promoting national unity and forming a strong opposition capable of winning the elections.
Those who were promising heaven on earth, who are in government today, have forgotten. When we are saying people, money, more money in people's pockets, the agenda is to have more money in their pockets as leaders. But they are the only ones who are getting rich every day. The programs to help the people are just on the mouth. The actual is to just benefit themselves. The mining sector, municipal, are being killed to just try and earn a living and find something. Basango Tumawe, God is everywhere. And I wish one and don't have my wife of God. But the party feels my way from window when I win a winner. Pantom will take a plan. It's a little chingo, Mulimbo, and Chipuva. Hopefully, I would do for it.
Meanwhile, Green Party President Peter Sinkamba has described the UPND administration's time in office as a waste of Zambians' time. The Zambia Development Agency says limited funding has delayed the establishment of farm blocks and multi-facility economic zones across all 10 provinces. In an interview, ZDA Board Chairperson Professor Biemba Maliti said the agency remains committed to implementing government policy by ensuring these MFES and farm blocks are set up in each province. Professor Maliti has noted that establishing these facilities will drive economic development. He has added that with a committed government, the facilities will be implemented quickly, contributing to poverty eradication.
It's becoming increasingly evident that the ruling party is gripped by fear of the opposition. A government that is confident of its mandate would have absolutely no reason to expend such effort destabilizing political alliances or manipulating public institutions to hinder free participation in the electoral process. What the nation is witnessing in 2026 is unprecedented. Systematic interference and harassment targeting parties and organizations that simply seek the freedom to participate and compete fairly.
I beg your pardon over that bite. Government says its policy is focused on transforming the agriculture sector through increased productivity, enhanced food security, and crop diversification. Speaking during the commemoration of National Fields Day at the Zambia Agriculture Research Institute yesterday, Agriculture Minister Ruben Solo said agriculture is a key driver of the country's economy, second to the mining sector. He also highlighted the importance of research in agriculture, noting that without innovation and appropriate technologies, productivity gains will remain limited.
Without innovation and appropriate technologies, productivity gains will remain limited. It is for this reason that government continues to prioritize investment in research, extension services, and technological transfer. Without science, colleagues, we will not develop in the agriculture sector. That's why we are very proud of you, young scientists of ZARI, young scientists of HCCI, young scientists of PQPS, for what they are doing.
And Community Development Trust Seed Production and Marketing Officer Joseph Mituma emphasized the need for farmers to embrace agroecology and the use of indigenous seeds, especially as many struggle with high input and fertilizer costs. Multicultural Affairs Minister in the Australian Capital Territory, Government Michael Peterson, has described Zambia's rich cultural heritage as a compelling and valuable asset with strong potential to contribute to foreign exchange earnings. Mr. Peterson noted that Zambia can leverage its cultural heritage to drive economic growth through strategic and deliberate marketing efforts. He further commended the government of Zambia for waiving visa requirements for Australian travellers, describing the move as progressive and instrumental in boosting tourist arrivals from Australia. Meanwhile, Acting Chargé d'Affaires of the Zambia High Commission to Australia and New Zealand, Charles Mucholo, expressed appreciation for the growing number of Australian tourists visiting Zambia. He encouraged Australian investors to explore opportunities in Zambia's tourism sector, as well as in energy, mining and agriculture. This is according to a statement issued by the Zambian Mission in Australia and New Zealand.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Postal and Couriers Association says that the industry has been severely affected by rising operational challenges stemming from the ongoing crisis in the Middle East. In an interview, Association President Gabriel Momba said both international and domestic courier services are under pressure, resulting in reduced efficiency across the sector. Mr. Momba has explained that one of the major challenges is a sharp increase in airline cargo charges, noting that rates have risen by between 50 and 60%. He has added that rising costs have forced operators to scale down shipments, with consignments dropping from about 100 parcels to fewer than 50 due to high transport costs.
The whole industry has been hit hard, from international to domestic. For us to book space on the aircraft, they've actually doubled. We are now paying about $20 per kilo to move something. Most importers are stopped importing because they cannot afford this. And if they do that, it means they'll pass on the cost to the end user, and the end user not accept. So meaning they've stopped importing, they're put on hold. So international courier has actually gone down by almost 40%. Where we used to bring in, say, 100 parcels into Zambia, we are now bringing less than 50 parcels.
The top international news.
U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has asked Army Chief of Staff Randy George to step down from his post, according to CBS News, the BBC's U.S. partner. Chief Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell said in a statement on social media that George will be retiring from his position as the 41st Chief of Staff of the Army effective immediately. The U.S. Army Chief normally serves a four-year term. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Iran has carried out further attacks on critical infrastructure in Arab Gulf states in response to the U.S.-Israeli bombing campaign. Kuwait said a power and desalination plant had been damaged. It comes after President Trump threatened further escalation, saying the U.S. hadn't even started destroying what's left in Iran. The UN says food prices have risen to their highest level in 6 months and could increase further if the war continues. The Food and Agriculture Organization said higher oil prices were mostly to blame. President Xi Jinping's purge of high-ranking Chinese officials suspected of corruption is continuing, with the formal investigation of a third member of the Politburo. Ma Xingwei is accused of unspecified violations of the law. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia has fired hundreds of missiles and drones in a large-scale attack that continued into the morning.
This sports news is brought to you.